Welcome to American Variety Radio. I'm your host, Court Lewis. You know, obviously, most of the time we're a talk show. And if you've listened to us over the years, you've probably figured out that that's what we do. We have a guest in the studio or on the phone talking with them about some topic. And it's not a music show. And I very rarely have had musicians on. But today we do have a couple of musicians on who are two young Florida people who have a band and who also entered a contest recently. And that's part of what grabbed my attention. And that's why they're here today. Their names are DJ Monopoly and Sabrina Abu Obeid. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
So DJ's like, what, 21? And
yeah, I'm 21.
Sabrina's
I'm 20.
20, yeah. So they're children by my standards, but they're great musicians and very clever music video producers, right? So they entered a contest in, I guess, November of 2010 for Sprint Mobile Epic smartphones, where Sprint, the corporation, wanted to get entrants in the contest for short music videos. So these are like 30-second music videos. And I guess you could do whatever theme you wanted. The contest was called Epic Mini Movie. And so these two entered a little short thing that they did, I guess, at their house. And they ended up winning. They got the first prize nationwide and won $25,000. Which is a great thing. So anyway, welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Why don't you just describe Epic Guitar Girl, which is the name of your video, and you know how you did it and how long it took to do, and did you just kind of slam it together real quick, or you know how did you go about it?
Well, I just randomly thought of the idea. Like, I think I was at school or at home or something. Actually, I was in the shower, and I was just thinking of ideas for this because I saw it on the front page of YouTube. And like it was a banner at the top said, "Win $25,000. Michael Bay will choose the winner."
And Michael Bay, the film director.
Yeah, the film director of Transformers.
And yeah, okay.
He said he would choose the winner, and I just saw it, and I clicked on it, and I was thinking, hey, that's something we could do. And I was just trying to for the past 3 days after that, I was trying to figure out what we could do.
Did you have to keep going back in the shower to keep thinking?
And that's my thinking place. I come up with a lot of good ideas in there.
Most people sing there, but you think there and maybe sing there too.
Yeah. So okay. I thought originally my idea was to have me playing guitar because I play guitar in Terabrite, and have the guitar like seem like it's blowing her, Sabrina's hair, and making the guitar seem really epic just by strumming a guitar. But eventually we turned it around to Sabrina playing the guitar because Sabrina realized that it would have been cooler to have an epic guitar girl. And actually my mom thought of that and she decided to tell us. And basically, so we turned it around and we were just in the living room. We had one camera put on a tripod and I held the phone pretending like I was just going to record her. And we were trying to pretend like we were going to enter the contest. And she was like, oh, this is going to be really epic. And I was like, okay, I trust you. And I hit record. And as soon as I hit record, we made everything epic. We slowed everything down. Sabrina strums the guitar. The strings are like flapping around. Because it's slow motion, 60 frames per second. So in slow motion, the high-speed strings, it looks like they're just like really loose and flapping. And then we also, our neighbor let us borrow a blower. A leaf blower, yeah.
Okay.
It's an electric leaf blower, so it wasn't smelly. So we brought it in. We brought it into the living room, and my dad actually held it up and blew it right into my face. And Sabrina recorded me with the camera, and that was slow motion also. So everything's slow motion, and that's how we made it epic, because that was the whole contest, just to do something epic.
Okay. So you videotaped her. He's videotaping you, videotaping her playing, and you're videotaping it with your Epic phone, right?
Right.
And so you've kind of made the video epic within epic in a way, and the song is called Epic Guitar Girl.
Yeah.
And that's radio. We can't watch it here, but it's 30 seconds long, and you can go to YouTube and see it. So how do they, what's the keyword they put in on YouTube to find your winning video?
If you
video?
Just want to see the winning video, you could just search Epic Guitar Girl in the YouTube, and it'll pop up right away. It'll be either ours, because we have it on our channel, and there's one on Sprint's channel that says winner.
Okay. So then you won this huge prize. I mean, how did you find out that you'd won?
Actually, Sabrina was sleeping on the ground on a air mattress, and I was sitting at my chair at the computer, and then I was just checking the website because they had this place for where all the potential winners were, because there was a top 10 and all the top 10 won movie tickets for a year. So we got that too. But I always just kept checking that to see when they switched it to the big winner. And then finally I went to it and it showed us. And I was like, I looked at it for a second. I was like, wait, that's not us. And I was like, it is us. And I freaked out and I was like, oh my god, I didn't know what to say.
It's like you're screamed. Reading like you're reading the lottery ticket over yeah. and over because the numbers, you can't believe those are the right numbers, right? Yeah.
But, so I sort of started screaming, and Sabrina was like, what? Like, she was waking up.
Is the house on fire? What's happening?
I didn't believe him. I thought he was joking.
Oh, yeah. You thought he was making it up.
So I was like, we won. And she was like, no. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, my God. And no one would pick up the phone. Like,
I called my mom. She didn't answer.
Ah, you couldn't get a hold of anybody.
The parents weren't home. We're just running around like, what do we do?
Your life's passing before your eyes in a blur. But meanwhile, I read that you barely made it into the top 10, right? So how did you squeak into the top 10?
Oh, yeah, that's actually thanks to Charles Trippy of CTFXC. That's a vlog that...
A vlog is a what?
A video blog.
Okay, so it's not a vampire's log, it's a video blog.
Yeah, it's like a daily diary with just videos. You mainly use like flip cameras or just a camera you can bring around and record yourself, just a vlog. Mm-hmm. So he's pretty big on YouTube, and we tweeted at him last minute, and we're like, it's really close, we're behind, we need help. And he's like, okay, I'll tweet about it. And he tweeted about it. And
literally 2 hours before the ending of the contest.
Yeah, literally. And he just barely got us in the top 10. It was so close.
We passed one person out.
Oh, my gosh, really? So was it strictly based on how many hits you got then? Or?
Yeah, it was based on how many votes you got.
For the top 10. Okay. And then Michael Bay would choose from the top 10.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right. So then how did he judge it, do you think? Just on filmic quality and that kind of thing? Or did you
hear anything about that? In the rules, they had... percentages of like originality, theme, like they had percentages of each subject that they would be looking at in the video.
And you made a smart use, as I mentioned before, of your Epic phone, which is a Sprint product. And I'm sure was that one of the criteria that was listed that
you needed to
advertise it?
You didn't have to have the phone. We just happened to have it and decided to use it.
I guarantee you that helped you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did. So, all right, well then, what's happened since? I mean, Sabrina, has anything come of it so far? I mean, what's been the aftermath of winning?
They messaged us and told us that after we won, we messaged them, and they said that we wouldn't get the money from 60 to 90 days. Mm-hmm. But
it did seem to help us out because, I mean, the newspapers saw it, and they put us in the newspaper.
We got promotion out of it.
Yeah, so.
Sure, yeah. So is Sprint marketing your... band, and we'll talk about your band Terabrite in a few minutes here, but has Sprint marketed you guys in your music video in any other way? I mean, is there some career boosting aspect of it? I mean, do they talk to music video producers for you, or is anything like that?
I don't think they did anything, really. We just won, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so $25,000 is nothing to sneeze at. That's pretty good.
It's awesome.
They said that when we were filling out the papers to be in the top 10, basically we were giving them the right to use the video as a commercial if they wanted to.
Mm, okay.
So they might not, but they might one day, if we get lucky, they might put it on as a commercial on TV.
Well, I tell you, the people who go look at it, it reminded me of something, and it took me a minute to realize that it was way back in probably the, I don't know, early 80s maybe. I think it was a Maxell tape commercial where a guy is sitting in a chair in front of a speaker, and he starts it up, and it just blasts him back to where his hair is flying back and his ears are wiggling. And it's a similar kind of a look, you know. And the idea is that the tape is so has such good fidelity that the sound is perfect and really blew him away. So it's kind of like your video, although you probably didn't know that. It just, you know, kind of a coincidence that it's similar to a famous commercial from 30 years ago or whatever,
yeah.
Right? Anyway, so hopefully they'll use the commercial. That'll be neat. And hopefully then they'll pay you some more, but I guess they've already bought your video by letting you win, so that's a wonderful thing. Well, you're listening to American Variety Radio, and I'm your host, Court Lewis. We're here in the studio talking with Sabrina Abu-Obeid and DJ Monopoly, who are the two people who are in a band called Terabrite, and who also entered an epic mini-movie contest that Sprint Corporation put on in November of 2010, to make a short music video, and they did that, and they entered, and they ended up winning the national first prize. So it's a pretty neat thing. And let's talk for a minute about your band, Terabrite, Terabrite. It sounds to me like a cleaning product. So how did you come on the name Terabrite? What do you mean?
I actually thought about it a long time ago when I was in another band that we called Fly Don't Drive, and I didn't like that name at all, and I wanted them to come up with a new name that kind of had technology to it, since the future is technology. And for some reason, it just popped in my head, Terabrite, because like terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes.
Mm, yeah.
So I always liked that word, and I always wanted to have like something technology. So I was like, terabyte, the future is bright. And it just seemed right to me. I really liked that name, but none of them liked it. And that, I just really wanted to have a band called Terabyte. So me and Sabrina actually made a song before this called No One Knows that we just threw it together for fun, and I played all the instruments and she sang on it. And then we decided to call that, whatever that was, that project that we did, we decided to call it Terabyte. We put it up on our MySpace and we just had it up there for a while. And so that's how Terabyte started, pretty much.
It also sounds like Terra, as in Earth, right? If you had, it's only one R, but if it were T-E-R-R-A, it would be Earth Bright, you know.
Mm.
So it's kind of an upbeat, you know, positive, optimistic sound to it.
Yeah.
And yet it is in a genre that I've never heard of called pop punk, right? So so you don't think really of, at least I don't associate punk with optimistic, happy, upbeat things. It's more like tear it down, angry, right? So there's this kind of weird fusion or bridging, I guess, between pop and punk that you're in this little, I suppose it's a little narrow niche, maybe. I think of it as from what I can tell, it's kind of a version of alternative rock. So what do you think?
It's kind of just like the same instruments and kind of sound that punk has, but not really. Mm-hmm. It's more for like, that could be on the radio type music, like poppy, pretty much.
Yeah, and so listening to it, it is kind of commercial sounding, even though it's punk, you know, so it's a happy punk sound, if you can make sense out of that. In fact, let's play a track. But what I'm going to do is introduce this, because it's a very intelligent song. And if you go to YouTube and look up We Wear the Mask, or look up Terabrite, against T-E-R-A-B-R-I-T-E, you'll quickly find this music video that these two made. But it's based on a poem by an African-American poet in the late 19th century, who I had not heard of, but he's really good. And so I'm going to just read the poem, because a lot of our audience is not going to be able to, you're going to listen to a punk rock kind of sound. And if you look at it on YouTube, it has subtitles and you can see the words, right? But it's going to be hard to make out on the radio. So I'm going to read the poem first, because it's a very good poem. And you guys put it to music and made a video out of it. And so we'll tell the story of that in a minute. But here's the poem, We Wear the Mask, by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile, with torn and bleeding hearts we smile and mouth with myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but oh, great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We sing, but oh, the clay is vile beneath our feet and long the mile. But let the world dream otherwise, we wear the mask. So now I'm going to play the song version of that.
We'll be right back.
I have a feeling that's a rendition that Paul Lawrence Dunbar might not immediately recognize. But it's super contemporary. And I mean, you took this 1885 poem and made it today. And, you know, this is not a genre of music that I ever listened to. But when I first heard that on YouTube, really it stuck in my head. And I, you know, walked around the house kind of humming it for quite a while, even this morning. And so, you know, I think it has really good potential, and it's an intelligent song, you know. You know, and the music video is very creative. So, I mean, you heard Sabrina's voice there. I mean, it's really a big voice, and you have to see Sabrina. She's about 4'9". She's very petite. But honestly, beautiful girl, and you look like young Cher to me. And I have to say that DJ does not, fortunately for him, look like a young Sonny. He's not the mop-top teddy bear, you know, kind of type. But he's a good-looking kid, too. I don't mean to say that. Anyway, but anyway, I mean, they are kind of like Sonny and Cher in that sense, because it's just the two of you in the band, right, in Terabrite. So, yeah. So Sabrina, you're obviously the lead singer with this big voice. And then, DJ, what do you do?
I play the drums, the guitar, the bass. Sometimes I do synth, and I do background vocals, too.
Mm. So guitar, drums, and bass.
So the whole band, pretty much.
Yeah, really. So you just basically lay down tracks and then put them together. So you're obviously the mix engineer and
right, yeah,
producer.
I do all the mixing and editing and mastering and all that, too.
Yeah. So what about the composing? I mean, you have the lyrics in the poem, right? But what about the composition and making that song?
DJ pretty much does all of it. I just sit there and say what I think is good and what's not good.
Okay. So you have the veto power. Yeah, so you bounce it back and forth between the two of you anyway.
Right. For this song, it was actually a project. We had a project to do a presentation for our Communications 2 class, where we had to do a presentation for a poem. So we picked this poem, and we just wanted to turn it into a song, because we knew it would be easy, because we just took the lyrics, made something a chorus, and then used the other two things as a verse and make it something a bridge. And we knew it would be easy. So once again, in the shower, I thought of like a melody in my head for it. And then I threw the lead guitar down, and it, from there I just built from that, and it came out pretty well, I thought.
But I mean, it really is a punk rock kind of poem when right. you read it. I mean, we wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. And in the video, you guys are wearing these kind of Batman and Robin type of masks and everything. And the whole video, it's amazing that you produce this stuff in your house or in your bedroom or whatever, because it looks like it's done in a professional studio. But I mean, we smile, but oh, great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. I mean, that's old-fashioned sounding in a way, but it's also very contemporary, punkish kind of thinking, you know? And so here's a black man from those times, right? And you can imagine where he was coming from.
Yeah, doing that's what we thought, too. That's why we took this poem.
So how long have you been playing together, then, as Terabrite?
About 2 years.
Which is 10% of your life, when you think of it that way. Do you play gigs at all?
No, we haven't played any shows at all yet. We basically base all of our performances off of YouTube. Mm-hmm. Every song we've made so far, except for No One Knows, because that was before the YouTube thing started. Mm-hmm. Every song we made so far, we performed it on YouTube. We made a video for YouTube, and that's what we're going to try to stick to, because that's how we're growing ourselves. It seems to be working, too.
The closest we've come to performing is on a site called stickum.com, where it's just like live video and people can come watch you.
How's it different from YouTube? It's live instead of
yeah, it's just like a chat kind of.
So it's like you have a video cam on
yeah.
you and, huh, is that kind of scary to do or?
I have anxiety, so yeah, but it's easier because they're not actually there. It's just the computer.
But we're thinking about maybe doing shows down the road when we have like an album, but we're still working on the album. And we're still making videos, so when we got all that out of the way, we were thinking about doing like an acoustic show or something, maybe. Because that's really all we could do unless we get a whole band or behind us somehow.
Hmm. It doesn't sound like you need a whole band behind you. You've got them sitting here in these two chairs, I think,
yeah.
right? Well, you're listening to American Variety Radio, and I'm your host, Court Lewis. We're here talking with DJ Monopoly and Sabrina Abu Obeid, who are the two members of a 10-piece band that won a big contest that Sprint Mobile put on. With their epic mini movie music video called Epic Guitar Girl. And then we're talking with them also about their Terabrite band and the way they use YouTube. So I think that it's becoming more and more a big thing to make an in run around the music industry and to try to make a living as musicians, or at least to try to be artists without getting involved with the suits, right? And with contracts and all of that. And YouTube maybe makes that possible. and maybe some other kind of online venues make that possible too. So you've got a channel on YouTube?
Right.
Band Terabrite does?
Yeah, all the channels are basically start out with youtube.com/something. And our channel is Terabrite, Terabrite. Uh-huh. And that's where we put all our music. And we also have another channel called Vlerabrite. That's Vlerabrite. And that's where we do video blogs. And we just started that on New Year's. I think we're on our sixth vlog right now. We're actually recording this radio station. We're recording this right now. It's going to be on our vlog tomorrow. So
okay.
Basically, we just do video blogs every single day. And we're going to continue making music. So we base everything off YouTube. And that's how we do our stuff.
So I had not even heard of vlogs or vlogs. What is that, a big thing now that people are doing instead of blogs? They're getting toward little video clips of whatever they're doing instead?
Right. It's glowing. Right. It's growing on YouTube pretty quickly. It's just a video diary of yourself. You just take a camera, like a flip camera or something, and you record yourself all day, and then you edit it down and upload it the next day. And you just do that every single day.
You record yourself all day or just a little bit?
Well, all the important things that people would be interested in.
Hmm.
And it's actually become something pretty big. Like, for instance, Shaytards is where we started, actually. We started watching the Shaytards. It's a vlog of him and his family. He names everyone, like, Mommy Tard, Daddy Tard, that's him, and Baby Tard. And, like, his whole family has Tards at the end. It's just what he does. And then he does vlogs every single day. And one day, he realized that a lot of people were taking his intro that he had for his vlog, it's a song that someone made, and actually taking it and covering it. And he decided to actually take his fans' intros and put them on his vlogs for, like, the next 2 months, and people would be excited to get on his vlog. Hmm. So I saw that, and I immediately jumped on it. I got Sabrina, and this was when we only had No One Knows at this point, our song No One Knows. So we didn't really have any songs. We were just kind of just starting our Terabrite band. So we just recorded this, and we got it up there, and he immediately saw it, and he liked it, and he put it on his vlog immediately, and from that day, Terabrite has just sort of been, like, blowing up.
Hmm. We can play that. I think you brought it with you.
Yeah, we did.
So this is the intro to Shaytard's vlog that you guys did as Terabrite. Is that right?
Right.
I sound to myself like Ed Sullivan in 1965 going, we have this group from England called the Beatles. I have no idea why all these girls are screaming out there. What is it? All right, we're going to play the Shaytard Terabrite intro to the vlog. All right. Here we go.
You are now watching the Shaytards vlog. Just sit back, relax, follow along. Do the things Shay says, do the things Shay does with his cool family. And just because he put his life online for you, he's done for a year, let's hope for two. We're ready for a video, so let it be clear. Hey, he's vlogging here.
Okay, well, I can see that does have a, you know, a YouTube kind of internet sort of 20-something sound to it for sure. You know, it's upbeat and poppy and commercial, but also has an edge to it at the same time. So, well, congratulations for having such a successful vlog intro the first time out. So, again, it's YouTube, YOUTUBE. I'm sure everybody knows that. YouTube.com/Terabrite, TERABRITE. And that's your channel. And you can see all kinds of stuff there. There's a Christmas card from Sabrina that's very cute. And again, all the production values in the thing makes it look like it's, you know, got a big company behind it. It's amazing that you two do this in your living room or whatever, and just with your own, you know, kind of limited resources. So, can a person subscribe to your?
Oh, yes, it's free. Just click the yellow subscribe button right on our channel.
Okay.
And it'll just notify when we put up a new video.
Which will be every day.
Yeah. Well, on Vlerabrite, the vlogging channel, that's what we put up every day.
Okay. So what other kinds of things are on your channel besides your music videos and the vlog stuff?
The vlogs.
We put updates about what we're doing, mm-hmm. but that's pretty much all we do is music and vlogs so far.
We actually have other channels, too. Like, Sabrina has her own channel. There's her name, Sabrina Buobade. And I have my own channel, DJ Monopoly. And then we have another channel called Terabrite Productions, where we've just been putting up funny skits that we do. We do have one called Just in Case with Just in Case. Mm. It's just kind of silly. But Terabrite and Vlerabrite are our main channels right now. We're focusing on those.
Okay, well, I'll ask a mundane question, kind of a crass question. Can you make money doing this on YouTube?
Yes, you can, actually.
And are you?
We are. Basically, YouTube works with Google AdSense to put ads on videos. And if you have a video that goes viral according to their computers, they will notify you saying your video seems to be getting a lot of views. Would you like to enable revenue sharing for this video? Hmm. And you could fill it out, and then if they accept it, then AdSense will show up on your videos, like AdSense ads.
Hmm, I see. So give us an idea of how many hits you're getting on some of your most hit-on videos and pieces on YouTube. I mean, what's a big number?
Our Shaytards intro has somewhere around 150,000, wow. I think. It's yeah. over 100,000, I know.
Shaytards is huge. Like, he has, I think, 600,000 subscribers on his channel. So that's really what got us going.
What about, like, the Epic Guitar Girl video, which is not on your channel, but it's a Sprint thing that's, you know, you won the contest. How many hits has that got, roughly, do you know?
40,000 around.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got two more from me. So we're getting to the end of our time here, guys. What kind of break would you like to get? I mean, what, you know, what's your next step?
Well, I'm not sure if we want to get signed or anything, because we kind of actually really like where we are right now with YouTube. We want to continue doing this, but if someone actually wanted to sign us onto something, as long as they don't change us who we are and how we do our things, we would most likely accept it. Like, we're not gonna like decline something that's gonna change our lives, but we just don't want to change ourselves because we like where we are right now.
Sure, I understand. How would they get in touch with you if somebody out there in our vast listening audience likes what they heard and likes what they see online and wants to talk to you?
If you go to our Terabrite channel at youtube.com/Terabrite, mm-hmm. there's an email on there, terabriteproductions@gmail.com. That's where we check all of our business-related stuff.
What are your immediate plans, you know, the next few months?
As soon as we get our contest money, we're going to invest in some better equipment so we can write our first album and sell it on iTunes.
Wow, okay. There you go. That's another route to making money is iTunes, huh?
Right. We have some songs on iTunes right now. We have No One Knows on iTunes. We have We Wear the Mask on iTunes. You can get it on there. We have
our Christmas card song.
Yeah, our Christmas card mm-hmm. song is on iTunes. And the Christmas card song is like something you could spread to your friends. But, I mean, obviously Christmas is over. But if Christmas ever comes around, it's something you could send to your friends.
If it ever comes around again.
Yeah.
I suspect it might. So there'd be another chance. But you might have another one up there by then.
We're also working on a t-shirt.
Okay, well, good. So, you know, I think everybody ought to listen to youtube.com/Terabrite and check them out visually as well as audioly. And you'll enjoy them as much as I have, and I think you'll agree they're very talented. So DJ Monopoly and Sabrina Abu-Obeid, thanks so much for being on with us in American Variety today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening. I hope you'll tune in again next week, same time, same place, for more American Variety Radio.